This week on Minnesota Native News, we go back in time to January 20th and join the Black Snake Resistance March in South Minneapolis.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Since Donald Trump was elected U.S. president, people have been waiting to see what action he'll take on the Dakota Access Pipeline. In this past week, we got our first hint. Those who oppose the pipeline continue to focus attention on their concerns. On Inauguration Day, hundreds gathered for the Black Snake Resistance March in South Minneapolis. For those unfamiliar, the Black Snake refers to the rivers of oil being pumped from the land. Reporter Melissa Townsend marched along Franklin Avenue with the group.
My name is Lorraine Shooter, and I am a member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I currently live in Shakopee, Minnesota.
And what brought you out to the march?
I am out here to fight for no DAPL, for our water protectors that are out there in Standing Rock who have been maced last night, who are shot with rubber bullets. We are trying to stop. It's water over oil, Miniwichoni. Water is life.
And today's Inauguration Day. Yes, Trump comes in formally. How you feel about that?
It's a bummer. It stings. It hurts. But we are warriors. We are here.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Malaylee.
Malaylee.
And I'm six.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah? Malaylee was here with her twin sister, Danielle, and her mom, Loretta Van Pelt.
And I fear for my kids' future. I fear for my future. I fear for, the environment. He's going to just bulldoze the pipeline through Native lands. And, yeah, just that's why I'm out here today.
What brought you out to the march today?
Donald Trump and the Black Snake Resistance, the pipeline.
Mike Forche is from the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, and he's chairman of the American Indian Movement in Minneapolis.
Our own prophecy says that the time will come when the light-skinned race will have to make a choice between two roads: materialism, capitalism, destruction, or peace, love, brotherhood, and peace and harmony with the planet. And I think we're already going down the wrong road. We have to do a U-turn and come back or get over to the other side.
Why march?
Well, there's really not much more we can do except bring it to the people's attention. And sometimes you just have to shut down.
At the intersection of Franklin and Nicollet Avenues, this march met up with another march. And now thousands of people are gathered in the intersection. And they're cheering. An effigy of Donald Trump is burning in the center. And a Native drum group is playing. More than 75 groups are represented here with a variety of concerns about President Trump's agenda. Veronica Mendez Moore is with the workers organization Say Tool.
I think that Trump wants there to be jobs, but the kinds of jobs that he's looking at are poverty jobs, where there's no accountability for employers to continue to pay workers as little as possible and give them absolutely no rights to be able to organize and be able to stand up for fair wages.
During the campaign, Donald Trump said he feels wages are too high. But he also said they're too low, and he also said they're about right. A man named Dee with the African People's Caucus spoke about Trump's supporters.
A lot of people are wondering how we got to this position in the first place. How is it that this dude even came to power? I've been racking that through my head a lot in the past couple hours myself, and I'm going to tell you how. We failed. As organizers, we failed to reach out to people in the white rural working class who feel like they're screwed over by the system, ain't no one listening to them. And so Trump was just one guy who happened to pick up the mic and say, oh, okay, I'll be your representative. They won't listen to you? Okay, fine then, they'll listen to me.
Indigenous people, and a drink, here we go.
Stand up, white man.
And then the marchers began to move again, headed to City Hall in downtown Minneapolis.
Here we go.
Stand up, white man.
Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Stand up, fight back! Stand up, fight back!
This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.